flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's just get right to it. Former Chiefs player Sean Smith joins the show now. Double S, how we doing, my man?
Great, I'm excited. It's Red Friday, you know, championship weekend.
Let's go, baby. Let's go, let's go, let's go. I don't know if you're as fired up as I am for these nitwits in the national media who don't have a clue about the Kansas City Chiefs, but it's really starting to grind my gears, Sean, when I hear people say, this isn't the offense we're used to, or this isn't this, or this isn't that. Like, I sometimes wonder if some of these people have even watched the Chiefs play this year.
I think they do, but everybody just get jealous. I think what it is, we're getting the New England. When New England was winning all them years, we're getting that hate now from all the people around America. The Chiefs is America's team. We got one of the greatest quarterbacks in the game right now. And, you know, the thing I want to hit on a little bit is about Travis Kelce. You know, everybody's talking about he wasn't doing this and doing that, but he's been showing up big in the playoffs. That's why they call him Playoff Kelce.
Well,
you know what I mean? Just
also, it's working smarter, not harder. Like, there's no reason to go out there and bust it in October and November when you know January is what matters.
I mean, that you're right. You hit it right on. That's what matters. It's not what you do in the beginning. It's how you finish. Think about it. All these teams started the training camp in the beginning of the season thinking they was going to win. Oh, yeah, we're going to make it to the da-da-da-da. We want to win the division. We're going to do this. There's only a few teams that really believe that. Chiefs is one of the teams that believe in. I think the way things is going, are we going to go ahead and get a three-peat?
Do you get more pissed off listening to national narratives as a former player or when you were a player?
As a former player now, because now it's like I get to sit back and look at the jokesters that say all the stuff about, like, Sam Macho saying, oh, the Chiefs, this is a must-win. We got Houston's going to beat them. Come on, these guys are – and it's so bad as, like, this guy's former players that play, too – that we talking is like sometimes I think it's just jealousy. It, flat out, the Chiefs, yeah, this year we haven't been blowing teams out like we normally have. But guess what? We're playing smart, situational football. That's what wins games and not turn the ball over.
You mentioned the Patriots, Sean Smith, and when you were playing, obviously they were the team that dominated, but they were hated for a good reason. They cheated, right? Like, there's no reason other than winning to hate the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, most definitely. But the thing is, everybody, I get DMs. I get there's a group chat with some of my old Bengal buddies, Willie Anderson, and TJ Houshmandzadeh. They always screaming, "Oh, the refs cheat for y'all. The refs." I'm like, come on, man. It's pass interference or roughing the passer. It's the truth.
Yeah. So
I don't think Mahomes getting any different credit than anybody else. You got to look at it. During the Bills game, the referee went all the way to the sideline to talk to Josh Allen.
That's right.
Yeah, we completely forgot that they had a
–
yeah, we forgot.
Patrick don't even get that.
No, we forgot they had a buddy-buddy conversation of, you don't do that anymore. It's like you would talk to your son or something like that. Like, that's what that looked like. But you know what? Mahomes flops. He gets all the calls. I do want to bring this up. The environment, the pressure – to win a three-peat, more or less than the environment and the pressure on Josh Allen and the Bills to win a game for the first time in the playoffs versus Kansas City?
I think the environment, I think we do have a little pressure just because everybody wants everybody to knock us off. You know, we won back-to-back. Everybody's going against us, so it's like we're the underdogs.
Yeah. Everybody's picking against the Chiefs. Everybody wants Buffalo to win. Everybody wants to see a new team in there. But you got to come in here and actually do it. And Buffalo hasn't been able to seal the deal in any of these postseason games. I just don't know that they're going to be capable of doing it this weekend because they got a lot of injuries on that defense, Sean. And when guys start to go down, the other team can take advantage.
Yeah, I mean, everybody trying to talk about our left tackle situation. Cool, I got it. We've been doing this for the last 3 years, having a left tackle situation. We still find a way to win the Super Bowl. It's not going to be a problem this weekend. Yeah, we're going to have to chip block on Von Miller and make sure Ed Oliver doesn't get going. But other than that, I don't see no problems. Their secondary, Rapp is not going to play. They're banged up. So we'll be fine. Defensively, we're good. I feel like defensively, Spags is going to dial it up. And I don't even see this game being close. I feel like with the 12th man of the fans and the way the stadium's going to be rocking and loud, that this game gets by halftime, we're celebrating.
Are you going to be sitting in the recliner in a robe with nothing underneath it, smoking a cigar, watching another championship run?
Well, actually, I'm going to miss the first quarter because my AAU girls basketball team is about to get ready to start up. We got a workout on Sunday. So I'm mad at my partner for deciding, hey, let's pick this time. I'm like, bro, you know the game, come on. Fine. Which is cool because then my nerves will be at ease a little bit, even though I'm going to have my phone on and listening. But, you know, I'm just excited. I'm also excited for the city and everything else. But also, too, before I go, too, I want to shout out Mike Ragazzi for his job, getting the GM job with Tennessee, man. People don't understand the hard work that he put in with Kansas City before he got to where he is right now.
Before you go, you want to give us a score prediction for Sunday's game?
I say, what is the weather? That's what I need to make sure. What is the weather?
It's going to be cold, but not windy, no precipitation. High of like 35, so by kickoff it'll be about 30. By the end of the game, about 25.
I say 31-14.
I like that.
Okay.
I like that, man. I like that a lot.
I think 31-14. I think Chris Jones is going to do something spectacular. 56 is going to do something spectacular. I just think the defense is going to be spectacular. I see Super Bowl being the Washington Commanders versus the Chiefs.
Okay. Yeah, I'd love to face a rookie in the Super Bowl if the Chiefs are in that situation. So, hey, man, we appreciate you coming on the show and joining us. Enjoy the game. Enjoy that AAU game. And try not to yell too loud if something doesn't go your way in the game. Not the basketball game.
It's practice. It's practice.
We're talking about practice?
Talking about practice?
Playoffs.
Yeah. All right, Sean, take care, man. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Appreciate it.
You bet. Sean Smith, former Kansas City Chiefs defensive player. Yeah, I mean, look, I'm with him. Like, I would love 31-14. That means we can rest easy.
Yeah.
That means it's not really close. I don't think that's going to be the case. All due respect to Sean Smith. I mean, but I think the outcome is right. And I love that he says, you know, yeah, it's okay to feel like there's more pressure on the Chiefs. Like,
yeah.
I mean, you're doing historical stuff. Like, you think about is in a 1-0 game and a pitcher has a, you know, perfect game going. Is there more pressure on the batter to break it or the pitcher to continue?
The pitcher.
It? Exactly.
No question.
And it's okay to say that. Like, the batter doesn't care. Like, if I get a hit.
Yeah, I don't.
And if I do, I wreck history.
Right.
Right. And the pitcher's out there like, oh my God, I never thought it'd be so hard to get three outs. Like, this one's like, we got four quarters to history.
Right.
Whereas Josh Allen's like, well, if I don't win this one, my team's good enough. I'm good enough. There's possibly a chance I'll do it again. The Chiefs lose, like you said, you got to win one.
Yep.
Then you got to win a second one in a row. Then you got to try to win.
I think that there's more pressure on the Chiefs than there is on the Bills. If I'm the Bills, I'm coming in here and I'm playing free and clear. You ain't got nothing to lose, right? You have nothing to lose in this game. And for the Chiefs, you got history to lose. Like, you're getting ready to do something.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how.
Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That has never been done in the history of 105 years of NFL football. Mm-hmm. You got the opportunity to do something magical. The pressure's on Kansas City. There's no doubt. But they're not going to play with pressure. You know, there was an NFC championship game with the Giants and Vikings back in the year 2000, as they like to say, in the year 2000. Mm-hmm. And the Giants scored a touchdown early in that game, go up 7-0. They won the game 41-0. That's what I want to see at Arrowhead on Sunday. I want to see a game like that where it's just touchdown after touchdown after touchdown after defensive play after defensive play after defensive play. And everybody's walking out of that stadium going, I think the Chiefs may have found that 2018 offense. Stink.
Stank.
Stunk.